Spitlet says, "Vayhi loichein vayumus loisayom bishar vayumus." And it happened that way that the Tefillah of the week came down, and the people killed that person. So you see, he got back his punishment, mida k'neged mida. And Rashi says, the bedoba shekofa boy, the thing that he denied, mida, he got punished. Shle yochal misham, he did not eat from there. V'nirmas barag leha boyim liknois. But he was trampled over the feet of the people that are coming to buy the Tefillah. So that's this mida k'neged mida. He was kofar. He denied it will be the wheat, and therefore got his punishment back. When people came to buy the wheat, he was trampled upon. So Mar says, no, maybe the Dilma killed us Elisha Gormaloi. Maybe it was Elisha cursed him. Maybe the curse of Elisha is what caused him to die. Because the Yomer of Yudah Marav, Kilolas Chochom Afilu Alchinam Hibo. If a Chochom gives a curse, even though he does not mean it, it's achinam, still it comes. Sumar says, in Cain, that would have been the pshat, licht of Kro, the apostle should have wrote, vayimusuhu vayomus, and they trampled over him and he died, stam. Why did he die? Maybe because of the curse of Elisha. But my bishar, what does the pasuk say? He died in the shar, in the marketplace. It means aliske shar, he died because of the marketplace. That was the midi k'neged midah. That since he denied it would be the wheat, therefore he was punished through the wheat. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minay yinotchias hameis min haTorah. Now the Gemara is going to go to bring down different sukkim, that some sukkim is obvious, some sukkim is not so obvious. But Chazal Darshan, that from these psukim we learn out Indian of Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Shinema, because one pasuk says in Bamidbar, Unesate Mimenu Es Trumoso Es Trumas Hashem L'Yaron HaKoyin, that you will give Truma to Aaron HaKoyin, a pasuk in Bamidbar. So the question is, V'chi Aaron L'Yerlam Kayim, will Aaron always be alive? Like, how is it possible to give Truma to Aaron HaKoyin? Fa'alor L'Nichnusu L'Eretz Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen did not come into Eretz Yisrael. She nice to write Truma, that we should give him Truma. Truma was first Chal when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. The Tefillah that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that's Chayiv in Truma. So how does the Pasuk say here in the Sakim Imenu, Truma Sashem, will give Truma Sashem to Aaron. Aaron wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should give him Truma. And from here we learn out the Rama Lama to come to teach us, She'osid Liyos, that in Mitzvah Hashem, Aaron, there will be a Tchias HaMeisim. Aaron will be here. For Yisrael Meisim Lo Truma. And then Klayasu will give him Truma. Mikan, so from this Pasuk is a remez, Le Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. From here, Rabbi Yochanan lines out that Tchias HaMeisim is Midiraisa. And Rashi says, Yishosid L'chayis means L'olam Abo. Shrudi Zerai, rationals like the Batmuz Pshat we said before, that when it says here, Olam Abo, it's not talking about the Olam of the Nishamis, where they are right now, but it means the Olam that will be after Tchias HaMeisim. So that's what you say, Shosu Tchayis, means Olam Abo, when there will be Tchias HaMeisim, then Aaron will live, that's considered Olam Abo. The Gemara says, the day Rabbi Yishmael Tonat, Rabbi Yishmael learnt, not like Rabbi Yechanan, but from this pasuk there's no proof of Tchias HaMeisim. He learned like this, Li'aron, what does the pasuk say, Nisatim Imenu Esrumas Hashem Li'aron, what does it mean Li'aron? It means a limud ka'aron, that you have to give it to a kohen like Aaron, not that you give the truma actually to Aaron a kohen. Havad Aaron did not live in Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's no, you can't give it to him. It just means to teach us that any kohen that you want to give truma to, he has to be a chover, he has to be like Aaron. That ma'ar and chover, just like Aaron was a chover, means he was makbin hilchos tumah v'tayra, af bon of chaverim, you can only give it to kohanim that are chaverim, that are makbid, to make sure that they always eat the truma v'tayra, and you won't come to bring them to do averus. And Amr Shmu Banachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Minay in Shay Naisnim Truma Lakain Amoritz. How do I know that you're not allowed to give Truma to a Kain that's an Amoritz, that is not marked in Yukas Tum of a Tyro? Shinema, because there's a person in Diva Yom that says, Fayoy Melom, Le Yoshre Yerushalayim, Losseis Minos Hakohanim, the Alevim, Laman Yechesku, Besaris Hashem. That you have to give the truma to a kohen that yechazu b'teras Hashem. That means kol hamachzik b'teras Hashem yesh lo minos, any kohen that keeps the Torah Hashem is makpil in Hilchos Tumah v'Taira, he deserves a portion in Truma. But v'shein ein machzik b'Torah Hashem, a kohen that does not keep the halachas of Tumah v'Taira, ein leminos, he does not deserve to have a portion. And Omer Rav Acha bar Adam, Omer Rav Yehuda, kol ha'noisein Truma l'kohen amoritz, whoever gives Truma to a kohen that's an amoritz, is kilu moistin lefneri, it's a muscle as if you're giving it in front of a lion. What does it have to do with a lion, with an ari? It means like this, ma ari, just like a lion. Sofik aderus v'yoichel, sofik ein aderus v'yoichel, when a lion takes an animal and he tears it apart and kills it, it's a doubt, maybe means to eat it right now, and maybe no, maybe does not mean to kill it, to eat it right now, but just wants to hide it for later on, to use it later. So the same thing af kain amoritz, the same thing when you give truma to a kain that's namoritz, sofek lechle b'tayra. Like maybe you'll take it right now and I'll eat it right now. So if you know that he's tor, maybe then it'll be okay. But there's still the doubt, sofek lechle b'tumah. Maybe he's not going to eat it right now. He's going to wait and save it for later. Just like an ari, he saves the food for later. And by later, maybe you'll be tummy. So therefore, you can't give truma to that to a kohen that's an amoritz. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Af gorim lemisa." By you giving him the truma, you can cause him to die. Shinema, because the pasuk says, "Umeisa boy ki yichalhu," that if a kohen eats it when he's tamei, like he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, so you're going to cause this amoritz to eat truma when he's tamei. So that's why you should not give him truma. The very Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Tona, he learned like this, Af Masiya of an Ashrama, you also bring in upon the Samorit an Aver of an Ashrama. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vasiya Oysam Avein Ashrama Biyochlam Eskotrayim, like you bring in upon them Chatoyim, when they can eat it, Bibituma. The Rashi says, Avein Ashrama means Avein Esharbei, you bring in a lot of different Averis upon him. Rashi Mitagmina Bemichlam Besorva Yoskotrayim, because they'll come deep, Kotchim, when he's Tomei, there'll be a lot of Averis. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Simoy says, Minayim v'tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah. Where is there proof from the Torah that there will be tchias ha-mesim? Shinema, the pasuk says like this. The pasuk in Shmoy says, V'gam ha-kimoisi es bris itom, losos lem meserot kinoan. The Kosh Baruch gave ha-tocha that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to the Yovis. So Gemara makes a drosha, makes a deed like this. Lochem lo nemer, it doesn't say that Hashem will only give it over to their children. Elo lohem, mashma that Hashem will give Eretz Yisrael to the Yovis, Tavrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to them, they're not alive. He only gave it over to the children. So mikan, there's a proof that tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah, that there will be tchias ha-mesim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give over to the Yovis Eretz Yisrael. This is the proof of tchias ha-mesim. Yeah, now the Gemara says, in parentheses, this tzaddik gam geshem kom simen. These are simonim of the next Gemara. The Gemara says, shalu minim es Rabbi Gamliel. The minim es Rabbi Gamliel. Who exactly are the minim? Some say this is Christianity. So the yes Rabbi Gamliel. Minayin shakorish borchu mechayim esim. Where's your proof that a korish borchu will be mechayim esim? Will bring the dead alive. Omalem, he said, min ha-Torah, min ha-Nevim, min ha-Ksuvim. I have a proof from the Torah, from the Nevim, and Ksuvim. The Lo Kivnu, but still they did not accept. Now, we have the proofs. Lo Kivnu, menu, the Minim did not accept from Rabbi Gamliel. Min ha-Torah, where's the proof of the Torah? Tehsi, the Pasuk says in the Vorim, V'ayim Rashim ha-Moshe, Hin chashreiche b'mavasecha v'kom. You're gonna like die, you'll have a kfir, you'll be buried with your fathers, and then the Pasuk says v'kom, you'll get up. So Mashma Moshe will get up, there'll be a tchias ha-mesim. Omulai, the Minim said back, no. Like, who tells you to stop after the word v'kom? But maybe the Dilma continues on. Stop after Hin chashreiche b'mavasecha, period. Now, v'kom o'mazeh v'zona. It means continue that after Moshe dies, then the nation will get up and do bad. So, there's no proof of tchias ha-mesim. Then the second proof is from the Nevi'im. Min ha-Nevi'im dichtsiv, because as a pasuk in Yecheskovet says, Yichyu meisechun ve'losi yikumin, that your dead will awake. Hokitzu, they'll wake up, ranunu, and they'll sing, Shrech ne'yof, for the people that died on the ground. Kital onreis talecho, because the dew will come down, the Eretz referring tapil. So the Kitzu says clearly here, that Yichyu meisechun, that your dead will become alive. So Mir says, no, the Dilma maybe here the person is talking about Mesim Sheikh Yecheskel, that Yecheskel brought people to life again. Then the person is talking about them, but not that there'll be a matzah, there'll be a time when there'll be a Tchias Mesim for Tzai Yisrael. In other words, you have no proof that there'll be a Tchias Mesim for Elam Habo. Then Minak Suvim, where's the proof from Suvim? Dichsid is a pasuk in Shirashim that says, Vechiche kiyein atoiv, like your like mouth is like sweet wine. Holach ledoidi lemeshorim is very sweet. Doivev sifse yishanim, that the lips of the people that sleep will move. So what do you mean their lips will move? Mashmah, they'll become alive again. They'll be Tchias Mesim. So Mir says, no. Pidulma, maybe they answered back. Maybe this person just means Rechushem Rachshim Shivzavosei Biyama. Just means that the lips of the dead people will move. And Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon says, the Yom Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rishim Ben Yoy Tzadik, Kol Mi Shenem Ralocha Bishmoy, B'yelom Hazer, any Tzadik, that's there, any person that was Nifta. And on this world, people still say over the halachas in his name. Sif Soysov, Devavais Bekever, when they say over the halach in his name, that person, that Nifta, his lips are moving Bekever. Shenem, because the Pesach says of here, Doivev Sif Seyishonim. So it just means that the mason itself will be like talking, but not that there'll be a tchis mason. So from this psukim, the meaning were not makabel. The Mor says, Ad shom lem, until he finally came and told him, mikrozev from this posik. Until Ram Gamliel told him from this posik. Here they agreed. Now the posik says, like I said before, Asher nishpa Hashem l'avaseichem, losseis lohem. That Koshbor gave a shrua that I'll give to them, to the Yavas Eretz Yisrael. So lochem lo'nemer, it doesn't say that I'll give lochem to you, to the bonim, elo lohem, rather that the Ovis will receive Eretz Yisrael. I, the Ovis, are not alive now. Me cancel from here, there's a proof. L'tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah, that there will be a tchias ha-mesim. And the Yeshemim, some say, Minamikra Zeh, this is the Pasuk that they agreed to. That Minamikra Zeh Malahem, the Pasuk says in the Devarim, V'yatem Hadveikim Hashem Lakechem, you should be attached to Hashem, Chayim Kulchem Hayoim, like you're all living today. So in parentheses we have it, that Pshita the Chayim Kulchem Hayoim, for sure, but it was Pshita, of course they were all alive today. And what it means to teach us, Afilu b'yom shekol olam kula meisim matim chayim. Even at a time when everybody else will die, you'll still be alive. In other words, there'll be a tchias meisim. But that's in parentheses, the mashal takes it out. But we have the gersuris, Ma hayom kulcham kayomim, just like right now, everybody is here alive. After Yerlam Abo, when it comes the time of Yerlam Abo, whether it means b'shas, by Mashiach's time, tchias meisim, kulcham kayomim, you'll all be alive. So from this pasuk also, even the Minim agreed that there is tchias meisim min ha-Torah. And Rashi explained as the last Rosh Riz, because the word hayom is extra. It just should have said, Chayim Kulchem. What does that to say? Chayim Kulchem Hayoim. It's come to teach us that there'll be a day that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. Now the Gemara says, Sholu Reimim Es Yeshua Ben Chananya. The Romans asked Yeshua Ben Chananya, Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim. Where's your proof that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mesim? And also secondly, the day of Mashas Elias. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the future. Is Omalu, so Rabbi Yeshua answered back, Tavayim minamikrozim. I have a proof of both of them from one pasuk. Shinema the pasuk says, Vayim Rashim Amoshim. Hin choshoichivim avasechom, like you're gonna be mace, and you'll be nikpa, you'll be buried in avasechom, and become, you'll get up, and also Omazir Vazona, that the nations will do, the Christ will do chatoim. So you see here both things, because this word vekom could be dashed in both ways. On the part of it before, Hincha Shech B'Masecha vekom goes on Moshe Rabbeinu who get up, and also in the future vekom Omazeh that Christ will do chatoim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the future. So he answered back, the Roman said back, no, Vidoma, maybe the pasuk only means vekom Omazeh b'zona, not that Moshe will get up, but just that the Christ will come and do chatoim. But you have no proof for me if it's Chisam Esim. Omalu, so Yeshua said back, listen, Nekoito miya pagav yadaychu, HaKoponim, you have here for the answer, that HaKoponim, you're asking to me, to your day, your mashos aliyah, because Baruch Hu knows what's going to be the future. Itmanam, we don't like this also, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishun Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Minayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim, how do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechayim Meisim, the Yodei Ma'ashos, Elias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows what the future, so of course it's a question, what's the question altogether here, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the future is going to be, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's the Raya from Sukkim, we need to say clearly in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. So he said from this pasuk, Shinema, the pasuk says, Hincha Sheichavim Ima Vesechom Vikom, and we dash in both ways, that the Beit Chis and Esim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the future will be. Tani, we learned, Omer Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yossi, V'dov Azeh, this thing, Ziyafti Sifrei Minim, that the Sifrei is Ziyafti, I made false, the Sifrei of the Minim. Shoyomim, that was their theory, because they used to say, ain't Chiyas HaMesim in that Torah, that there's no Chiyas HaMesim, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there be a Chiyas HaMesim. Amatulim, so I said to them, Ziyavtem Torosechem Loyalisim B'yetchem, like you want to be Messiah, if you want to change around our Torah, to say that there's no Chiyas HaMesim, like you said before, the Kom does not go back on Moshe, but it goes on the future, you should know, but you did not do anything, you didn't gain anything. Shatem, because you want to say, ain't Chisam Esam in the Torah, that there's no Chisam Esam from the Torah, I'll bring you proof anyway from the Torah itself, that there is a Chisam Esam. Another Pesach, Harei Waymu, the Pesach says, by a Pesach of Kidvar Hashem Bozov Yis Mesveis of Hefer, so Pesach says, He chores an Efesh Shehi, Avoynavo, the Pesach says, he should be cut off if he received chorus, he's chopped off, and Avoynavo, his Aveir is still with him. So the question is, he chores, Boyle Mazeh, who be cut off from this world. Avoynavo, so what does it mean to say his Aveir will still be with him? Where is it going to be? He's going to be cut off from this world. Liyemus, Lab Noelim Abo, doesn't mean that his Neshama will still be a Noelim Abo, and Noelim Abo will get his din for this chet. So you see, there is a Tchias HaMesim. Oh, my Lord of Popol Abaya, Popol Sobek Abaya, to lay Melu Tavayu, me chorus to chorus. Why don't you dash in the Pesach itself that says a double lesson of chorus to chorus, to say one means Melim Azir, and one means Melim Abo? So see, there is Noelim Abo, that's why it says a double lesson here. So he entered back now, because in the Rebbe Yamalu, they would have entered back and said that deep rhetoric question of the Yadim, this double lesson of Ikoros to Ikoros here, there's no proof. Maybe that's the way the Torah talks. And Kitanor really is the Machlekes about this Svara. When the Machlekes are known, we learn like this. The Pesach says Ikoros to Ikoros, so one dashes, he chorus Bela Mazer means to be cut off from this world, and he chorus Bela Mazer less to be cut off from Bela Mazer. People Rebbe Kiva. These are words of Rebbe Kiva. So from this pasuk we see Taka be cut off from Bela Mazer. And this Omele Rebbe Yishmo Mishmo said back now, the pasuk says, Es Hashem Hu Megadif, that there's a parasha of Megadif cursing Hashem, and this man, the Rebbe Kiva, holds that's talking about also Avodah Zarah. So it comes out by Avodah Zarah, it says three times the word he chorus. So the question is, V'chishleisha elamim yesh, and you're going to dash and he chorus, the chorus, M'dreelam azeh, n'elam abel. So that's the third pasuk of Es Hashem hu Megadif v'nichrasah. So the third time the word v'nichrasah by the chet of Avodah Zarah. What do we have to have it for? There are no three worlds. All right, I turn over. Yeah, the question.
question was, Vechishleish Shalemim, Yesh, are there three worlds? Ela rather would ask like this, Venichrusa means Vreilam Azeh. Via by the Zari Chayb Nisi Yibi Chayb chorus from this world. He chorus means Vreilam Abo. And that's the Pesach by Megadith. I, the Pesach says here, he chorus, the chorus. See, this is Dibra Teru Kleshim B'nei Adam. You don't make two drushes. So Kitsi, you see from the Pesach of chorus to chorus, you could say it's not extra. So if we had a being in the proof that it says Avoy Nevo, that's the proof that there still be, on the Olam Abo, there still be a Tchisa Mason. Now the Gemara says, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, or Bein Rabbi Akiva, Avoy Nevo, my Avdi Bey, what do they do with the Pesach of Avoy Nevo? In other words, they both agree from this first pasuk of the chorus to chorus, whereas the chorus that it says by Megadev that is Nin of Olam Abo, there's Nin of Chiyus Meisim. If so, what does the pasuk say Avoyin of Vofer? So the answer, look at the time like we learned. Yochla would have thought to say, Afilu was a tshuva, even the case where the person did tshuva. Still, if Avoyin will be with him for Olam Abo, Talmud Lemina, the pasuk says, Avoyin of Vofer. His oven, his chet is with him. That means lo yamarti ala bisman shavoy nevo. He'll only get the punishment bisman he has the avera that he did not do tshuva. The Rashi says shavoy nevo shalai shav koy de misas heavy bikoris avu shav loy. But a person does tshuva, then he would that could take away koris. His koris is only koris man he does not do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, could be then Hashem will take away his koris. Hashem will not kill him before his time. Now, Shola, Klepatria, Mahusa, the Queen Klepatria asked Rabbi Meir, she asked Rabbi Meir, Omra was said over that Yodano, I know, Techai Yeshivi. I believe you that there'll be a Tchisa Mason, that you heard that Hashem will bring alive the dead. Techsiv, because there's a Pesach in Tilim that says, the Yotzitzu Meir, that will come up from the city, Kiesev Eretz, like the grass coming out of the ground. That means the Sadiqim, Lesser Levi, that will come out. Like Rashi says, Yitzitzu Meir, Shasidim Yisrael Lotzitz, V'lifrech Meir Yushalayim, the Christ will grow out from Yushalayim. Who could have been at Gemara and Ksuba says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysum Lo Mechilis La Tzadikim, V'ochem Yodom Yushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make tunnels for the Tzadikim, that they'll crawl through wherever they were buried, and they'll come to Yushalayim, and there they'll come up. So the pasuk of the Bitchis Mason. But the question was, Eluk Yishrein Oimdim, will they get up? Oimdim Arumim, will they get up naked? Or Bilbushayim, will they come up with the clothing? Oimdim, will they get up with the clothing? Omelos Ramei answered it back, Kavuchayna, the Kavuchayna Mechita from wheat. Umachita Madach wheat. Shenik Braruma, you put a seed of wheat into the ground, it's Arum, it's naked. It's alone, it's bare. Yotza, when it grows up, Bechama Levushim, when the wheat grows up, it has shaft all over it. It has plenty of covers all around it. If so, Tzadikim, Shenikborim Levushayim, when we bury a Tzadik, he's buried with Tachrichim, we put him into the ground with Tachrichim, with clothing, in Alakas Kama Bechama, that when he comes up, for sure he'll come up with plenty of clothing. Now, Omalei, Kaisel Rab Gamliel, the Emperor said to Rab Gamliel, Amrisu the Shiva Chayu, you Jews hold that your mason will become alive again. However, Yofra, I the mason turned into dust. The Yofra Mika Chayu, could dust become alive again? How is it possible? So the Gemara says,